rip it out. I got me a rock and roll band, it's a fever all.
And welcome back to episode, is this 14?
13.
13, episode 13 of Misinformation with Zach and Corey. I'm Corey.
And I'm Zach.
And he loves you.
Well, that's later if you don't edit it.
I know, but I thought I'd beat to the, beat to the point here. It is a grand day in the Midwest because not only is spring teasing us occasionally, but we now feel what it's like to be in California. We had our first earthquake in my days here.
It's the apocalypse.
It is the apocalypse. Well, the Midwest actually falls on one of the most dangerous fault lines in the world, but it's very, very inactive.
Courtney Love's ass.
You know, Courtney Love is taking her daughter. Courtney Love, if you don't know, is Kurt Cobain's widowed wife or whatever they call
it. She would be nothing without him.
Exactly.
Nothing.
To taking their daughter.
Frances Bean.
Frances Bean, and they're going to move to Europe.
Why doesn't Frances Bean just drown Courtney and stay here?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But they're gonna, she wants to go move to Europe, and then Heather Mills, Paul McCartney's ex-wife, wants to move. She doesn't have a leg to stand on. she wants to move to the U.S. and make her home here in the U.S. Unfair trade. I think we should also, if we want to make this a fair trade, I say Europe also takes Tom Cruise.
They can have him.
Yeah.
You know, and not like risky business Tom Cruise.
No, like Katie Holmes Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
Scientology Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Do you think that Heather Mills is going to actually buy a plane ticket, or do you think she's just going to get on a schooner and then hijack another boat, a larger boat on the way over here? Arg!
I think...
Arg! Wooden leg joke.
Did you hear about Heather Mills, and now that, you know, Paul McCartney's now divorced from her, he's probably thinking that he's going to get some time off from that freak. But that's not the case. She wants to have a house wherever he has a house, so she can be close to Beatrice, their daughter.
Well, spectacular.
Yeah. So,
fuck her.
Yeah.
Oh, the worst thing to happen to the Beatles since Yoko.
Yeah, absolutely. She's a money grubbing hoe.
I fucking hate her. So yeah, we had an earthquake.
Yeah, we
today.
Did have.
Well,
an earthquake.
not you and I personally.
No, but we had an earthquake in the Midwest.
Yeah, on the eastern side of Illinois, western side of Indiana.
Yeah.
5.2 magnitude earthquake at 4:37 a.m.
Zach paid attention.
I was doing a little internet stuff today.
My wife's phone blows up, her celly blows up, at about 4:30 this morning with a text from her friend who lives in St. Louis that says, "We just had an earthquake, but I'm okay."
It was a fucking 5.2, and St. Louis is like 400 miles away from the epicenter.
Actually, it's not that far. They're about a couple of hours away from the epicenter.
I'll punch you in the nuts.
That's no earthquake, Zach. That's a gay... Come on.
Do not correct me like I'm stupid on a show called Misinformation. Actually, Zach.
Chris Carter's
correcting me. Fucking cum dumpster. God.
So, like, I even care that this girl actually... first of all, I didn't even know there was an earthquake. Second of all, don't freaking text me at 4:30 in the morning because that woke my ass out of
dead
sleep.
Check the text. That's
my polite way of saying fuck no. As my wife says, she has a pretty face. She doesn't.
So she's got a great personality.
Exactly.
She's a really nice person.
Yeah,
she'd do anything for you.
Pray to God she doesn't hear this.
Fuck. Is she on your MySpace?
Yeah, she is.
Fuck.
We're screwed if she hears
this. Oh, God. I hope not if she's ugly.
Yeah, she's a nice girl. She doesn't date white people.
No?
No. She said that she's actually dating an Indian.
You mean like I can call him and have my computer fixed Indian?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, oh, shit.
Thank you for calling Xbox Tech Support. My name is Patrick. No, it's not. No, it's not, you fuck.
It is. Isn't it time for you to face east and bow?
Yeah, that's fucking wrong. Damn it.
I pissed off the Irish and pissed off the Muslim at the same time.
Speaking of chicks, I had a dream last night that really fucked me up. I had a dream that I was at one of the strip clubs here in town.
Yeah.
And this hot, smoking hot stripper, nice tits, nice natural tits, like tight abs and shit, comes over and just lays her head on my lap and is just totally fucking coming on me, topless, you know, and tries to fucking nibbling on my ear. And then it's got her lips, that thing that strippers do where their lips are like an eighth of an inch away from your lips, but they're not going to kiss you, and then leans in for the kiss. I push her away and say, I can't do that. I'm very in love with my fiance.
Well, that's bullshit.
In a fucking dream, man. Talk about being pussy whipped.
Bullshit.
Fuck, I was pissed. Like, I woke up angry this morning.
I would have woke up angry, too.
I wake up angry, and then I call Jenny at work to talk to her about, because the boys are out of school today. Because apparently the in-service that they have every Wednesday isn't enough for the teachers. They need to have more days off other than the 3 months of fucking year they get off.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things where if it rains too hard, they cancel school. If it mm-hmm. snows a dusting, if the wind is too strong, they yeah. cancel school. You know why? Mm. Because a lot of the people running the schools are a bunch of pussies.
You didn't think that through all the way before you started into that rant,
no,
did you?
Right.
No, I could tell.
Yeah,
so I call her, and then she, not only did I not get to fuck the hot stripper in my dream.
Yeah.
Because who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want to fuck a hot stripper? Not only did she calls and says, I think I have pink eye.
You know how you get pink eye?
I don't know.
Fecal matter in your eye?
Oh, I thought it was Scott Baio or something. That's
well
what I've heard. I think
Baio.
It was on South Park.
I think Scott Baio does give everybody pink eye.
But it's fucking, so she's like, but I'm going to wash all the, I washed some sheets. There's going to be clean, nice, warm sheets coming out of the dryer tonight. I'll put those on the bed. I was like, fuck. She's what? I go, after you left this morning, I rolled over and slept on your pillow. And she's like, but you sleep on your back. Not this morning, I didn't. I fucking buried my face right in that son of a bitch. I buried it like I was fucking, I buried it like I was going down on Lindsay Lohan, man.
Nice.
I stuck my face right into her fucking Mongolian barbecue, like it fucking just, rah, 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 and that was the pillow.
Mongolian barbecue.
Yeah, hoo hot.
Hoo hot. So you had a dream that you could have had sex with a stripper,
yeah.
And you said no because you're engaged and you're in love with your fiance.
Yeah, which is fucking
wow.
Pussy whipped.
That's all right though, dude. I know what you feel like.
Yeah, but we're supposed to be able to fuck in our dreams, man.
No, dude. Once they take you over, they take all of you over.
Damn it. That's
get
some
used to it.
Shit.
Those dreams will come back about 10 years from now. When you've been married, you'll be like, and then you'll actually explode in your dream.
Yeah, I wake up in the middle of the night, fucking dry humping the pillow.
Yeah,
like, yeah. Take that. Chastity, take that. Fucking you know you like that. You
give
got daddy issues.
December.
You got daddy issues. You got 4 kids out of wedlock. You blow guys in the bathroom for fucking meth money. What?
And you're putting yourself through college.
Dental hygienist school, hot. Brush my teeth, bitch.
And we have awesome strip clubs here in town.
No, we don't.
I know.
Yeah, it's fucking suck. I heard a story from this dude I work with last night. He's the girl that cuts his hair. I guess she's pretty cute, you know.
Yeah.
She got kicked out of one of the strip clubs in town.
Why?
The other day. I guess she was just kind of grooving in the music, you know, the music playing. She's kind of grooving. One of the bouncers comes over and he goes, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. You're taking attention from my dancers.
Oh, yeah. My dancers.
You know what that translates to?
What?
You're prettier than them and the guys are watching you because we hire skank-ass whores up in his house.
That's because they don't. Those girls are nasty.
They are nasty. Remember when...
The best part is, though, is that if you get the right stripper at the right time, they'll share their cocaine with you and have a threesome.
All right, so
I've never had that happen, but it's been offered.
Nice,
yeah,
that's fucked up.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll take the threesome, but I think I'll pass on the coke.
I believe the conversation went like, "Hey Corey, I just got an 8-ball. Want to come over? Me and August are gonna hang out."
August, I know who she is.
No, I made that. Up. I made the name. Up.
Never mind.
Oops.
Well, you know, you have to appreciate where we live. You know, we live in a very small, not small, but a small city.
Yeah.
You know, like, what is it, 75,000 for Waterloo here.
Yeah.
Okay. And when the newest strip club, the we won't count fucking Porsche's Theater Dart,
because
doesn't fucking count.
Yeah.
But when the newest strip club opened, they were hiring chicks from, like, Chicago and Minnesota to come down, and there were some hot bitches dancing in there. I mean, they were fucking gorgeous, and they rope everybody into coming down. You go down there like, this place fucking rocks.
And then?
2 years later, fucking meth-addled tweaky skinnies, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, the worst thing, and I don't know if I've told this fucking story, the night of the $7 beer. Have I told that story on Misinformation yet?
No.
Buddy and I going to the fucking strip club, $5 to get in, $2 for a beer. Hurry up, drink that son of a bitch. She's pregnant.
What?
Yeah. Bitch was pregnant, dancing.
Wow.
At least 3 months along.
That
had a fucking,
sucks.
What do the kids call it, a baby bump?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking, and I'm like, fuck. So we just fucking slam our beers and we're out. $7 beer right there. $5 to get in, $2 for the beer.
That
out
sucks.
The door. Yeah. Another time I was in there watching this cute girl, real cute in the face, curly blonde hair, like kind of had a whatever that blonde chick from Ally McBeal.
Yeah.
You know, the one with the curly hair. Yeah, Jane Kaczmarek.
Jane Krasnowski. Yeah.
Had that kind of look to her, real cute. And she's got like one of those baby doll nighty shirts on and then some, I don't know, kind of pants. But anytime the fucking pants come off the stripper before the shirt,
something's wrong.
Something's fucked up.
What was wrong?
I'll tell you. She's fucking takes off and she's getting, and she's cute, man, in the face. Like, I'm like, this is nice. Finally. Finally, we got a hot fucking stripper again. Takes off her pants, starts all the way through the first song, top still on. And she's not even down to, like, her bra or bikini top. Usually by the fucking end of the first song.
Yeah, most of it's off.
Second song, that fucking baby doll top comes off.
Yeah.
Caesarean section scar from, like, her fucking crotch to her sternum.
Oh.
I'm like, if your business is fucking taking off your clothes for a living, you might want to try vaginal. Yeah. Fucking for Christ's sake. Yeah. I don't care how much it hurts. You got fucking bills to pay, bitch.
And
you got Mountain Dew and Ritalin to buy for your kids.
And those girls have huge, gigantic twats. So, you know, it's not like the baby couldn't have slid out anyway.
Like, well, fuck, she'd just be walking down the street and the fucking kid would drop and bounce twice before she even realized he came out.
Yeah,
she's a fucking Waterloo stripper, for Christ's sake. That chick fucks, okay?
Yeah.
That chick fucks.
That's why she can't get a job, because she's fucked every boss she's had at every other job. So she's like, strippers.
That's not that she can't.
She just does.
It's just hard. It's easier to get fucking WIC and a food stamp card if you're working for cash.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why. It's not that she can't get a fucking job.
It's easier to get government help than it is exactly.
You remember government cheese? Did you guys ever do that when you were a kid? Stay in line for
no, my
cheese?
Dad worked for the government, so we passed up. It's Velveeta. It's just old Velveeta is what it is.
Which isn't cheese at all.
No, it's not. It's processed cheese, so which means it's oil and water and flour, and maybe some awful taste.
Yeah.
But I love that. I love that cheese. I could eat it all the time. I love Velveeta.
I don't like
that. I could eat a block of Velveeta.
I don't like the way that it's like smooth and almost slimy.
I like that.
I don't like it. I would rather get like an actual block of like sharp cheddar or something. I could eat that. I like cheese.
Yeah, this is interesting. Welcome back to NPR.
Well, I figure since you are from fucking Wisconsin, we should talk about cheese during one show.
I love cheese, dude. I love cheese. My favorite kind of cheese is salami cheese. Now, shut up. It's cheddar cheese with salami in it. It's awesome.
I know that he told you after he pulled it out of your butt and squirted it all over your ass that it was cheese and that was his salami.
Fuck off. Speaking of weird things that happen at weird places, now that we're done talking about strip clubs and my cheese habit, I found out from an inside source that works at this place that there are people that go to casinos and they don't want to leave their slot machine.
So they'll piss their pants?
They'll piss their pants. They'll shit their pants. Not but 2 months ago, one of the security guards had to escort a nun in full nun outfit out of the casino because she shit her pants. And as she was walking out, turds were coming out of her.
She shit her habit?
She was in her habit, yeah.
It's a bad habit to shit your habit, I'm telling you.
A bad habit to break.
So,
how crazy is that? They shit their pants right there.
I don't gamble.
Neither do I.
Because I would rather spend $1,000 on a flat screen TV that I can watch porn on every day.
Yeah.
And have something to show
or
for it.
Or watch the Midwest poker tour.
Yeah.
I can watch them lose their money.
Hey, don't I know that guy? Look at him lose his money. Fuck him. Fuck that guy.
Exactly. and also, one more thing before we move on to the next subject. Reading in Radio Trade magazines that the government is coming after internet broadcast for indecency. Just so you know, so the words fuck and shit and stuff like that we say here may be limited. That may be coming down the pike sometime this year.
How?
Well, if you get caught, you get fined.
We're not on the air.
We're on the internet.
Yeah, we're not on the air. So how can they touch us?
We're still federal communications.
How?
I don't know, man.
Dude, so you're telling me I can go to RedTube.com and watch some guy fucking pile drive some bitch in the asshole, and that's okay, but if I say fuck on my radio show that people listen to by choice?
Yeah.
Fuck the government.
No, fuck Janet Jackson. She started it.
What the there's no way they'll be able to do this.
No way, but they're coming after us regardless.
No fucking way they'll be able to do it.
Doesn't matter. So anyway, I'm just warning you.
Speaking of internet shows that curse.
Yeah.
Jenny told me that last week's show
was
her favorite show we've ever done.
Really?
Yeah, which is bullshit. Because she's supposed to fucking love me, yeah. The show where we spoke the least out of any show we've ever done is my fiance, life partner's fucking favorite show.
Nice.
Fuck her. She can sleep on the couch with her pink eye.
Yeah.
I don't mean that. I'm sorry. What happened?
Well, hey.
What happened?
There's a Rodney Dangerfield. Hey.
No respect. No.
So that's good that she it's nice that she listens, you know. I get comments back from her once in a while.
Yeah.
But I haven't emailed her for a couple of weeks, just so you know.
Are you guys fighting?
No, I just I felt like I was like undermining your relationship.
Psh, fuck.
I know. She loves you, not me. It's never gonna be the other.
That's not what she tells me. Yeah. You and Mike, the guy next door, are the guy she's fucking warned me. I'm telling you. I mean, wow.
No, I didn't. She asked. I couldn't do it. That's my friend.
Yeah.
Speaking of also of
just for the record, I'd fuck your wife if she asked me.
You know, the best part about that is girls would be like, I can't believe you said that. Guys are like, yeah, I know. It's all right. What do you do?
It's cool. I'd be like, take it, Miley Cyrus.
What do you do? She doesn't look like Miley Cyrus.
Oh, my hairy ass.
She doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
She has the same smile as Miley Cyrus.
Well, I'm going to find out if she has.
Same tight snatch. Yeah. By the way, Miley Cyrus is going to write an autobiography. She's 15.
Yeah. Yesterday, I had cheese. Tomorrow, I have soup. I'm a millionaire, bitches. Yeah.
My dad sang "Achy Breaky Heart." Yeah. Don't you know who I am?
My dad was on PAX.
Oh, we have our competition across the river and down the road. Locally owned little podunk radio station, barely reaches outside of town. Their program director is in a wheelchair. And she participated in the Miss Wheelchair Iowa competition.
How'd that turn out for her?
She was a runner-up. Congratulations. They didn't tell us what runner-up she was.
Can they still call him a runner-up if they're in a wheelchair? Would she be the roller-up or the wheeler-up?
That's what you call a setup and a fucking grand slam, people.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, no. Yeah, she... But there was only 4 contestants.
God, how bad do you have to suck?
Which brings me to another subject on this lady. Their radio station sponsored the local Irish Fest. It is it's basically the best Irish festival in the state of Iowa. But they sponsored it. She shows up, and one of the girls that I know was driving a golf cart because she was volunteering, and she was driving on the road, and this girl, like rolls right out in front of her, and she had to like slam on her brakes.
Oh, really? What does she have to live for?
Exactly.
What?
So the lady's like, "Oh, I'm sorry," and she's like, "You'd better watch it next time." And don't you know who I am? And she's like, "No, I don't know who you are." And she's like, "Well, I'm blah 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 from the radio station, and there's no handicap parking down here, and you need to find me a spot to park right here." And the lady's like, "I can't do that." Well, you need to do it. Don't you know who I am? Like. You are a wheelchair-bound DJ. Like, nobody fucking cares.
Is she the one...
You're not on TV, lady. Shut up.
Is she the one that works for the guy that we both know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel a little bad now.
No, you shouldn't, man.
They don't listen to our show.
No, and she's a fucking raging bitch.
Really?
Didn't they just
do an article in the paper on her not that long ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, now I know.
Yeah.
Wow, she's not even pretty. I mean, shit!
They call themselves... She has a great personality. They call themselves over there the land of the misfit radio jocks, and the misfit radio toys. And my buddy that works over there said, "No, toys are fun. You guys are just the land of misfits."
I know who said that.
Fucking Reimer.
Jesus Christ! He needs his job, man. Shut up.
He doesn't need his job. He hates his fucking job.
But he still needs. I just broke the clip. Okay. He needs it though.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
I think he does. His wife doesn't make that much money.
His wife's a fucking accountant.
Well, that means she can steal other people's money. That doesn't mean
isn't your wife an accountant?
No, she works at a credit union.
Oh, no. I thought that was an accountant.
No, she's a teller at a credit union. I mean, she does, like, loans and shit. I mean,
she's
no slouch, but no.
Right.
She's not.
Right.
If she was an accountant, maybe we could live in the fucking size house we wanted.
I'm just kidding.
If I didn't have fucking college debt, we could live in a goddamn mansion. It's
so
my
fault. I apologize if I outed anybody there, but it just makes me angry that they don't want to be treated different, but they want different rules.
Like, oh, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, that's the same way with gays.
Yeah.
You know, oh, look at me, I like cock. Congratulations, dude, that's cool. Take as much cock as you want. But you need to know I like cock.
No.
I don't give a shit, man.
No, I don't need to know.
I don't care either way.
Yeah,
stop trying to fucking force your wiener take it in my face.
I don't want
to
be gay happy for you.
Yeah, it's just whatever, man. Kiss your boyfriend. You guys are in love, that's beautiful.
That is. Just don't kiss him in front of me.
What the fuck does that say right there?
It says Irish Zach.
Yeah.
Zatch.
Yeah, yeah.
I always spell your fucking name wrong.
We've known each other for like 5 years now.
Yeah, I know. I just
stop bumping the fucking table.
Try not to, jackhole.
God damn it.
I like to be comfortable when I broadcast.
We jump around a lot. I want to talk about the earthquake just a little bit more, though.
All right.
Did you know it happened on the anniversary of the 1906 San Francisco earthquake?
No.
Yeah. As well as the same time the Pope visited the United States.
Nice.
Coincidence?
I think not. I think not.
It's the motherfucking apocalypse.
The papal visit.
The papal visit.
Yeah, it doesn't. I think my wife goes and gets those done at the gynecologist. She gets a papal. No, it's pap smear. I'm sorry.
She doesn't really need to go to. I mean, I look around a lot when I'm down there, and everything looks good.
Yeah,
everything looks good.
You get wart on your face at all?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
No, but I hope she listens to this one because you just basically said your wife has HPV. Human papillomavirus.
That's right, which guys can carry and not have signs, and girls can just get.
And then their cervix falls out.
Yeah.
Hey, bye, cervix.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, anyway, we had an earthquake and all that good stuff, strip clubs. And you have something Irish to tell us?
This is another one of those things that might hurt your feelings.
They don't hurt my feelings. I don't care.
This one might.
I don't care.
Aaron, specifically,
right.
Of the Irish,
yes.
From podcast Cabin Fever,
yeah.
At quickstopentertainment.com.
Yeah, sponsor us.
Yeah. He has started a drive, if you will.
All right.
He hasn't posted a petition yet to save me from you.
Why?
He wants me on their show.
Okay.
But I told him, I love Corey.
Yeah.
I love our show.
Right.
I want to stay on Misinformation. They offered me money.
Wow.
No, they didn't.
Okay.
Because it was Irish money.
Yeah.
Can't spend that anymore.
It doesn't count.
No.
We don't have the right game board for that.
It's true. Yeah, so it's all over. Go to punch it up while you're talking to me.
Right.
Go to quickstopentertainment.com.
I remember.
And he his signature on the board is probably a little hurtful to you. It's he used one of our old logos for the show before I started to get a little more talented with the Photoshop.
Right.
Yeah. So basically his plea for everyone at Quick Stop is to say, you know, to try to get me to leave you.
Okay.
To leave you at this show, which I will not.
Now why what's the problem?
He thinks you're a douchebag.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But he did tell me to say hi. He told me to tell you hi. Yeah. So I don't know how
so
much.
I'm on the let's go to the message board.
Yeah, go to the message boards. All right. And are you on there now?
Yeah.
Okay, go down to the bottom and see if he's on. He may even be on right now.
What's his name?
Aaron.
No, it's not on.
Okay. Then just click on let me turn the thing a little bit here. Just click on click here. Click on Where the Wild Things Are.
All right.
Okay. This is, I'm sure, very exciting for everyone.
Yeah, so we're on Quickstop Entertainment. They have a message board. We're getting onto it now. Would this be it? We've got Cabin Fever.
Yeah, just go ahead and click on that one because he'll post it in there somewhere. Now
right.
Scroll down a little bit.
There it is.
All right. That's his signature now on the board.
It is?
Yeah.
Save Zach from Corey. He should be on Cabin Fever.
With a big red X through Corey's face.
You totally Kevin Smithed yourself.
Oh, that's these are old posts. Old posts. Yeah, because you've never been on here before on this computer, so it'll remember where you've been before. But yeah, since you've never been here, this is yeah.
That's very interesting.
That's his new signature. As anytime someone puts a red X through your face, that pretty much means they fucking hate you, Corey. I've never gone to the trouble to put a red X through anybody's face before. Fucking Aaron wants your ass dead.
Well, I know those Irish are good at that.
Wow, fuck. Holy shit, yeah. So I just thought
obviously their sense of humor is not as strong or their skin is not as thick as I once thought it was.
I don't think it's not really because you've made fun of them.
Or is it because I make fun of you?
I think they love me and hate you.
Oh.
And I don't think it's personal. It could be.
I mean, tell
me if I'm wrong, Aaron, but I think it's just that he hates you.
Oh,
with the fiery intensity of burning a thousand suns.
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, so, I tried to explain to him it's going to be kind of hard for me to leave this show and go to his show because his show's 3,000 miles away.
That and 6, you can't understand a word they're saying.
I can understand them just fine.
Yeah, but you have hearing aids. Special kind.
That's you have AIDS in your hearing.
Hey! Well, that's fine. That's awesome. The best part about it is that if he would have just let it go and just asked you silently, it wouldn't have been that big of a deal. But no publicity is bad publicity, and I'll take the hate all he wants. I don't really give a shit. It's not going to hurt my feelings.
I have a
wife, and he's single. So
he's not single.
He's married?
No, he's dating a chick that lives in Belgium.
where prostitution is legal, so I'm assuming he pays for it.
Isn't that Amsterdam?
So it's over there.
Oh.
I don't know. Belgium, they make good beer, though, over there in Belgium.
Yeah, they make a lot of good stuff over there.
Yeah, way better than Guinness. But, dude, if he's going to come after me like that and put a red X through my face,
and that's the thing, too. I was like, man, this is all good. Holy shit, there's a red X on Corey's face.
Oh, that's fine.
Fuck.
That's fine.
At first, it was funny because the first time I saw it, I thought that the tips of the X were devil horns. I'm like, that's fucking classic.
Now he's going to do it. Nice. Yeah, very nice. Well, I'm done talking about people that I don't care about anymore.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not because it's time.
Oh, yeah, it is. Snack Attack.
Snack Attack.
Snack Attack. Snack Attack. Snack Attack it is. Mark Schnackenberg is a douche.
Yeah, he is. I caught a little of the news yesterday at noon.
Yeah.
And, man, I think he's listening to the show.
Why?
Because his soul looks broken.
Does it?
Yeah. He just didn't look like he was really all that excited about it.
I think he's just upset because nobody cares.
I think he...
Like, nobody really cares.
But he used to really get into the weather. It used to be exciting for him, and now he just kind of Eileen-loaned his way through it.
That's because he lets the computers do all the work for him.
But he just, like, he doesn't even do his hair anymore. Both of them.
We're going to nickname Douchebag. We're going to nickname him Irish.
No.
Yeah.
No. Well, no.
Jim, fuck. They like you, so you don't. You don't want to. You actually want to continue.
No, because it's not. It doesn't fit him.
No, you're
it
right.
It doesn't fit him.
He's more Norwegian.
Yes. Yes, he is. We could call him Sven from now on and get away with it.
Yeah. Well, he this past summer, they were trying to get like some Norwegian or Swedish trip you could take with Mark Schnackenberg. You could take a train ride through the fjords.
Through the fjords.
Yippee! With Mark Schnackenberg. Can you imagine how fucking exciting that would be?
I tell you, if they would have said
sweater vest and all.
If they would have said Megan Ruther's leading that fucker, I would have left Jenny in a fucking heartbeat. I used
gone,
to have,
I haven't seen her for a while.
I went to some other station.
Oh, she's down in Missouri, I think.
And she got married.
Yeah.
I watched her make fucking tongue kiss her fiance in line at Target for like 10 minutes one day.
Really?
Man, they no problem with public displays of affection with that. And he's like 6'4".
And she's like
a tiny little thing.
Yeah, she's shorter than you are.
Yeah, she's little. And she used to be real petite and just fucking, you know. But then she had that kid.
Yeah.
And I'm not shitting you, man. Her fucking ankles were the size of my thighs.
Damn.
She was one of those girls that carried all of her they didn't
water
have
weight.
Didn't have anywhere for the weight to go because she was maybe 5 foot tall. And she just fucking swelled up. And I saw her at Target one day. I'm like, I used to love you, and now you make me feel sick inside.
You make me feel sad and want to go on a diet.
Yeah, so, you know, they fucking... But yeah, I'm not going on any trip with Mark Schnackenberg.
No, I'm not.
Okay,
no, yeah.
But he does. He looks like his soul's broken.
His soul is broken, dude.
High today is 45. Expect some rain tomorrow.
Misinformation with Zach and Corey tore me up.
And tore my insides out. Hollowed me out and left me a shell of a man.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time before word gets out on the street that we're doing this.
You would think so.
And that. Yeah, I would hope so.
It might help if we had more than 4 fucking listeners.
Yeah, right, it would. And the fact that the Irish hate me. Other than that.
I think that would drive listenership up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Irish absolutely hate me.
Anytime you have conflict,
I'm wearing green today for them.
You are wearing green today.
Yeah.
It's probably actually greener on your shirt than it is over there right now. I got a 50-50 shot to say it's probably raining over there right now.
Yeah, you pretty much do. It's raining here.
It is raining here. It's raining spring like it's fucking England here, for Christ's sake.
Sucks here.
So, yeah, I think if we could bring our listenership up a little bit, he'd find out about it. I'm pretty sure he would.
Absolutely.
But see, all we need to do is, did you ever get a message back from Daniel Wagner?
No.
Did you email her or did you call her? But she said she doesn't check her email.
Well, she doesn't check her email from crazy listeners. I'm not a crazy viewer.
But does she know it's from you? I'll bleep that out.
Well, thank you. It says my name right on it.
It says Corey on it. I'll just cut it out.
Yeah.
We had to make a little edit back there because I fucked Corey right in the butt on that deal. And I'm sorry. That came out just without even
knowing. Well, I opened my mouth before thinking, which is typical and every day for me.
I should be able to cut that out pretty easy, though. That's no big deal. Wow. Fuck, man. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Wow. That's almost as bad as
it is. So, I want to get Danielle Wagner to come in.
Yeah, you'd think she would answer an email, though, if it says,
I'll just call the newsroom again and see what happens.
Yeah, because, you said she sounded really excited.
Absolutely. She was.
wanted to come out.
So if we could get her to start listening and do kind of pirate radio it through KWWL.
I think that would be fine. That'd be great. Can email her from right here. I'll just do it right now while we talk.
That's great. That'll be exciting for the
listeners. Yeah, it will be exciting for everybody. I want to get back to the Irish. Is there any reason why they hate my guts?
You know, I can.
It stem from day one?
It's a little bit. I think I could ask them to be a little more specific if you want.
Absolutely. I want to know exactly why they hate me. If it's just because I'm a complete douche.
I think that has a lot to do with it.
Because that's everybody knows that.
That's valid.
Yeah, that's a valid reason. Okay, okay. I am a complete douche.
Yeah, I think that's all it is. I think that they, you know, and a lot of it is that they love me.
Yeah.
Because we're good friends, man. I love them. I pimp their fucking show all the time because it's great. It's funnier than ours, for fuck's sake.
Well, yeah. It's hilarious. You know, and they play good music. And they play music that's unsigned bands, and it's hard to find that around.
Right, right.
So
you know,
it's cool stuff. But on the same sense, just because they love you doesn't mean they have to hate me. Or is that the way it works over there?
It's like Jesus and Satan, man.
Oh, okay.
Even though, you know, we were related at some point, they love one of us. They got to hate the other one.
Man, that's fine, dude.
We juxtapose.
Once again, I mean, they just can't have a random, like, hatred for me. They have to have some specifics there, and I want to know what they are.
We ended our snack attack about 5 minutes ago.
I know. It's okay.
Snack attack.
It's over. But I'm just curious because I want to know why people hate me. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, tons of people hate me. Like, a lot of people hate
me. You seem like this is honestly bothering you.
No, not at all.
And this is why I didn't know whether I wanted to tell you.
I don't agree with just, like, random hatred. Like, you have to have a reason for hatred.
Except for towards hippies.
Well, yeah, but that's different. They smell. Right. But yeah, it's just it doesn't make any sense. Like, is it a publicity stunt or is it for real? Because if it's a publicity stunt, I'll buy into it as well and I'll make it go. If it's for real, give me a fucking reason why.
But see, the bad thing is right there. You just pitched a setup that the listeners will never know the honest answer to. Because if it is a publicity stunt, we won't tell people.
No,
because
we'll just keep on going like we're going. It doesn't matter. Either way, it's going to be like a vague scenario anyway.
Right. Vague
scenario.
You mean vague?
Yeah, vague. Vague.
Vague.
Vague.
Long A.
You think so?
You said vague, for Christ's sake.
Vague.
It's a vague scenario?
That was my surfer.
Vague?
Vague, dude.
It's vague, dude. You know what else is a vague?
Righteous.
You, because you're taking the ass from dudes. How about that?
You're an ocean vague.
You're an ocean vague. You let sharks fuck
you.
So,
yeah,
you in the
anyway,
butt.
I have to find out. I have to know. And I'll talk to them. I could talk to them. They added me on MySpace.
No, yeah, they did.
So I'll just talk to them.
Yeah. I usually talk to him at least once. I talk to Brian a lot more because he has instant messages.
So yeah. So what I'm just going to – here's the scoop. I mean, and I know they listen. Here's the scoop. I'm going to do this before you post this. But I'm going to email them and find out what's going on, why they hate me so much, and get a specific answer and tell them that I don't give a shit anyway because they don't make or break my day.
Like, you're sounding a little desperate.
Like, I don't give a shit. But I want to find out because then I'm going to go on a quick stop and make sure everybody doesn't listen to that again.
That's not going to happen.
I know. I'm a fucking tool.
That's not going to happen at all. Quick stop. That place fucking worships the ground they walk on. It's funny.
You know what
because
it is then? They're cocky.
I don't know that they're so much cocky.
Like, they think their word just goes for everything.
No, because I was just reading a thread the other day where this kid was trying to email the radio station that used to carry Cabin Fever.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I'm going to email that radio station and find out why they're not playing you anymore. And Aaron was like, don't do that, man. We use their equipment, and we want to stay in there, and don't piss them off. They don't have any reason to let us use their equipment. We don't know what that's like.
What?
You know, and he's like, we don't want to piss people off. Except for apparently you. Corey.
Except for one American.
Yeah.
With a huge eyebrow and that can't get a tan. Very nice.
That's awesome.
Very nice. So anyway, I'm just going to find out. We'll have to figure it out.
That cut to the quick on you a little bit, though.
No, I don't.
And I didn't tell you to hurt you. I just thought you should know.
I'm not really that hurt, man. Because once again, they don't make or break my day. It's not like it
but
bothers
see,
me.
But see, when you are honestly pissed off about something, you know what the first thing you say about it is?
What?
It doesn't make or break my day.
Oh, this is not poker. You don't have to give my poker face up.
I'm just telling you. It's your tell.
It's my tell?
It's your tell.
Well, it doesn't make or break your day, so we got to find out. How's that? It does kind of make or break your day, though.
Yeah, well, it's like...
Well, it had to
Aaron and Fitzy are my friends, man. If I found out they hated me, I'd be fucking devastated.
Well, I don't even know them, but they still hate me, so that's good. It's good to know somebody hates me and is able to absolutely come out and say it.
Well, yeah, these guys got brass balls.
Yeah, whereas other people that hate me smile in my face still.
Right. Wow, we just talked about their podcast them like we lost a bet.
Yeah, we did lose a bet. Yeah. Okay, so enough with Cabin Fever and Quick Stop Entertainment and Irish people that hate me.
That's quickstopentertainment.com, owned by Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Run by Ken Plume, who is a god among men. Take us home with you, Ken.
It's like I'm a puppy at the dog shelter. Like I'm begging and pleading with somebody to pick up my show.
You can't see me, Plume, but my tail's wagging, and I need a good home, man. I need a good home, bad.
You do need a good home.
I need a good week.
You have a good home.
Well, you know, but it'd be nice to be hosted somewhere that appreciated us.
Absolutely.
Not have to pay podbean.com to say
a dollar.
Yeah, it's $4.95 now because I upgraded.
Yeah.
$4.95 a month. And it's not about the money. It's just about I'd like more people to hear our show.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
And that and Ken Blooms seems to be a really cool guy. I've only spoken to him very limitedly. I asked him a couple computer questions, and he was nice enough to answer them.
Nice.
I still don't know what I'm doing, so it didn't help a whole lot. But not for his lack of trying, but for my lack of knowledge.
At least he was nice enough to at least give you a response of some sort.
It's true.
Which is hard for something like that because they are fucking famous.
Well, and busy.
Yeah.
You know? He hosts Snidecast with Dana, who Snidecast, not Smodcast. We're not going to pimp Smodcast because they have fucking 40,000 listeners. They don't need
need us.
But Snidecast with Dana, who does the voice of Master Shake on Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Yeah, it's that guy.
We have a guy that calls up all the time and pretends to be Meatwad.
Oh yeah, does he sound like him at all?
Absolutely, just
really,
like him. Yeah, just like him.
Wow, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
cool.
So on to the next subject, and gas prices.
$3.39 a goddamn gallon.
I currently have a new car.
Oh, did you?
I got a Mazda CX-7.
Really?
Which is just basically a little crossover SUV.
Oh, it's an SUV?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I have, and it has an 18-gallon tank, and I put $50 in this tank yesterday.
I was on E today, put $30 in, not even the three-quarters of the tank.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody's thinking that it's the war. It's not the war. It's actually OPEC that's causing this disturbance in America.
But
prices.
Isn't it because of the war?
No, it's because of China. China is getting more oil now from OPEC than they have in the past. A lot more. So they're dipping into all the reserves. OPEC's doing the same thing it's done forever. But China is getting more of that oil, so demand has gone up.
The shitty thing about it, though, is, okay, you remember when gas was like 98 cents a gallon?
Right.
Okay, I was about a senior in high school.
Yeah.
You were 35. I remember it being 98 cents a gallon. I remember being able to put $5 in, and that was well over a quarter of a tank of gas.
Right.
And we'd drive around town all night just hanging out, cruising around.
Right.
Okay, then gas went up to $2 a gallon. Never went below a dollar again.
Nope.
Gas went up to $3 a gallon. Never went below $2 again.
Nope.
We'll never see it below $3 again.
No, it will never ever be below $3 ever again.
And, you know, hey, strike me down if I'm wrong and great if I am, but we're fucked.
Yeah.
Because they know we're going to keep paying it. Nobody's fucking driving less.
No. Nope.
Nobody's changing their lives at all. And we're going to, by the end of the summer, we'll pay $4 a gallon.
Oh, yeah.
And it fucking sucks. And I think it has to do with us being over there. So here's what I say. I say we fucking nuke the fucking place, make it a fucking colony.
Yeah.
Make it a colony.
Like Puerto Rico.
And at this point, make it a fucking commonwealth, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
At this fucking point, we're in so far over our goddamn heads, the only way for us to fucking fix it is to do the thing we never should have done and just fucking conquer the nation.
Absolutely.
Make it ours. We have all that oil. We divvy it out as we choose. Do it fucking fair.
Yeah.
Do it fair.
Run the shit like a business.
Yeah. But fuck those people over there. And the worst part is, no, not fuck them, okay? Fuck George Bush, because he got us into this fucking mess, okay? Now we're in way over our fucking heads. We're paying $4 a fucking gallon for gas pretty soon.
Yeah.
But we can't fucking afford that. I'm not making more money.
No.
You know, I'm not making... It's not like when gas fucking goes up, which we need to get to fucking work, it's not like I get paid more money to offset that.
No.
So now I gotta fucking live in a fucking cracker box for the rest of my fucking life because I can't afford to drive to work because fucking W can't fucking get his shit and fucking head out of his ass. He goes and fucking sees the Pope and tells him that was an awesome speech, man. Who the fuck says that to the fucking Pope? Who tells the Pope it's awesome? I'm not fucking Catholic and I don't care about the Jeebus a whole lot, but fuck, you don't turn to the goddamn Pope and tell him he's awesome.
Dude, you did good. You know, the worst part about it is, nice rant, by the way, the worst part about it is when you look at the oil company profits and their profit margins, and every single year they're making billions of dollars more than they did the year before.
And why would they lower prices if they know they're going to be
able
to
make
that
money?
And
all the CEOs getting their awesome benefits packages of $18 million signing bonuses and shit.
Fucking bullshit.
Bullshit.
It's
H-I-T-T.
You know what? Somebody that I know would say, well, jumping Jesus on a cross. about that?
Who would say that?
Your mom? Somebody I talked to at work last night.
Oh.
And you know what I'd say to that?
What?
Jumping Jesus on a cross? I think he's jumped. I think he's jumped. Now he's just hanging.
Yeah, that would be a hop, by the way, if he's on the cross and he's jumping. That'd be kind of a hop.
I think if he's on the cross already, it's more of just a
shudder?
Shimmy or a shudder.
Ow, that hurt.
To which George Bush was like, hey, Jesus, you're awesome. Fuck. Yeah. Bullshit.
Speaking of bullshit, if you haven't been watching, if you don't know about this, then crawl out from underneath that rock you are under and start watching a little TV. That Texas cult, they took out 400 kids out of that place, and now they're in state custody or federal custody because some 60, yeah.
In Texas.
Weird. And it's not the KKK.
Or the Branch Davidian.
Yeah, exactly. So now we have a bunch of people who, I don't know.
Did you hear about the law down there? Anytime there's a child custody issue or issue with children at all, their Texas state law mandates that each child must have their own lawyer. So if there's 50 children or something involved.
There's 400.
There's 400 children?
Yeah.
So there's 400 lawyers.
400 lawyers that our company, our country is paying for.
They said something like if they were to allow the lawyers each to have a five-minute argument, the opening arguments could run for like 2.5 days nonstop.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. How fucking ridiculous is that?
That is absolutely
ridiculous. And it sounds like even if, say two of the children are like brother and sister, same mother, same father, I think they each have to have a separate lawyer.
Damn!
That's the way they made it sound on the news anyway, which I think would be ridiculous. Why wouldn't they just do it for every group of children that were directly related?
Right.
But, I mean, there's so much intermarrying and fucking shit. They're saying that, like, 60-year-old men are marrying 12-year-old girls.
Yeah, it's awesome.
No. No, not yet.
What?
Give them about 4 or 5 more years.
when portions of their bodies start to bloom.
And bloom.
Very nice.
Way to talk about it like an algal situation. Like, bloom like algae. It'll be marvelous.
I love that 16-year-old vagina. I don't. It was a joke.
You want me to cut that out too?
Please, just bleep it or something.
Nah, that's staying in.
No, great.
That's staying in, like you're cocking that chick you did that was underage.
I never did that. Dumb
chump.
Never.
Yeah,
ever.
So that's fucking weird, man. Like I don't know how they could get away with it for so long.
I just don't understand.
And I don't know. Do we know what religion they purport to be?
Christian. That's all I know.
That's all it says.
That's all they say.
Yeah, that's fucking some kind of weird offshoot.
Well, they have this big huge chapel, and then off the chapel is a room where they they call it their porn room. By the way, I have a new crush. She is the Robin Mead on Headline News.
No, I don't know who she is.
Yeah.
She cute?
Ooh, yeah.
Better than the Hot Box on Fox?
Hot Box on, yeah, way better.
Really?
Way better.
Really?
The Hot Box on Fox is local. She's a girl's national.
I heard the Hot Box on Fox used to be a fucking slut in college.
Well, I'm sure she still is.
A buddy of mine said she used to come hang out on his dorm floor with some fat chick all the time.
Nice.
And the fat chick could go home and Hot Box would go home in the morning.
Nice. That's a good plan. Make her look good.
It didn't take fucking fat chick to make her look good.
I know, but hot chicks love being around ugly girls.
Google her, Lindsey Grahams.
Do it.
Do it. She's
Do
fucking
it.
Hot.
Do
she used to be Miss Iowa or some shit.
She was a runner-up at Miss Iowa. Yeah. Not that I talk about it with my wife, who is a huge pageant freak, but...
Yeah. Oh, that would suck.
Maybe that's why the Irish hate me, because I have a hot wife.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm sure you know. I'm sure they just told you.
That's good Cafe Karuba right there.
There it is. Busted. And Zach just is afraid to tell me.
It's not. Dude, I love you. I'm worried about your fucking feelings.
Dude, you can't. I have a life here. It's not like I care about. I mean, yeah, sure. Okay, here's the deal. Sure, it'll sting a little bit because no one likes to get told they're an idiot.
Okay, here's the deal. How long have we been talking about this already on our show?
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, how long have we been talking about it?
Well, if they're going to have...
How long have we been talking about it, Corey?
A lot.
Yeah. Tell me you don't care again. Tell me you don't care again.
I said...
Tell me you don't care again.
No.
Yeah, because you don't mean it.
And
you shouldn't say things you don't mean, because that's hurtful. That's
now
hurtful
just,
to our fucking
up my
friendship.
Time now, because I'm asking you a serious question. Because
For the 12th time, the same fucking question. They hate you because they hate you. They think you're a douchebag, okay?
That's not a good answer.
But that's the best answer I have for you right now. I mean, I'll have them email you and you guys can fucking You can bash it out. I gave you the general concept, okay? They can iron it out for you so it can stay between you guys so that you don't hold a grudge against me once you find out there really
Dude,
is.
Dude, I'm not going to hold a grudge against you. You're just the happen to be the message boy.
Yeah, and what happens to the fucking messenger? All the fucking time. Even though they say don't, every fucking time in the mob movies and the fucking back in the fucking Middle Ages and shit, messenger always fucking gets greased every time.
You're
don't want to fucking die. I'm already getting AIDS from you. I don't want to fucking die early too, for Christ's sake. And that's because of you.
That was because of me.
Yeah, fucking bullshit.
I hope you guys get
fucking
AIDS.
Blake from Texas is like, you guys both get AIDS. I'm like, God damn it, Blake. We hardly know each other.
Blake from Texas.
Fucking.
This is going to turn out to be some kind of odd internet war of some sort.
Well, you know, the worst thing about Blake from Texas is, like, he's on the Quick Stop and posts all the time, has never really posted directly to me, so we've never had a conversation. All of a sudden, the third message on our Podbean site is from him saying he hopes we both get AIDS. I'm like, hey, couldn't we have been friends before? I never did anything. I'm friends with Blake the Older. I mean, fucking me and Blake Northern are tight. Why fucking you hate me so much?
Texas Blake is a douche.
The Younger.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So fucking weird shit.
All right, so I'm going after Quick Stop. We'll have a, not Quick Stop. I'm going after
Cabin Fever. We're going after the Irish, because Quick Stop, we love the Quick Stop.
I like Cabin Fever, too. I think that's a good show.
Yeah, it's a good show. I wish it sucked, but it doesn't.
No,
it's
fine.
I love it. It's a good show.
No, it's good stuff. Good for them. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm going to start pumping the Big Dumb Fun Show now, too.
What the fuck is that?
Big Dumb Fun Show. You can go to MySpace and check it out.
Do they need any more listeners?
No, they have 40 million listeners.
Yeah. Is it 40 million? Because I think earlier you told me 40,000.
No,
it's a pretty big difference.
There's a million listeners. They used to be on. They used to be syndicated on radio stations.
Really?
Across the U.S.
God, I wish we could do that.
Yeah, me too. But we have to. We have to come up with a better plan than what we're doing now.
We're working on it.
Yeah, it's getting there.
We're gonna go ahead and let our listeners know there is a small change in format. Will be coming. Not sooner rather than later, but we need to get it together and start ironing it out. It'll change a little bit, but the overall theme.
The good thing is Zach and myself are going to begin our well, because of Zach, not because of me. I'm taking credit for a portion of it, but I shouldn't be.
Depends what we're talking about.
we're starting our own cable access show. So
yeah, it's going to be tight.
Party on.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on. So we're going to do our own cable access show. So not only will it be on internet, but you can also find us locally on channel 15 or something retarded.
That's going to be a fucking disaster. You know that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
It's going to be fucking terrible.
It's going to be absolutely fantastic, though.
It'll be fun. It's going to be fun. It's just it's another time when we're going to have to censor ourselves.
Yeah, that's
tough
to do.
We'll put clips up on like MySpace and stuff.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to censor ourselves. It's tough for me to censor myself on a daily basis.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
So. I mean, I have to do it around the kids, but I haven't been doing them burping up Cafe Karuba here.
Nice.
I haven't been doing nearly as good of a job. Like, if I'm playing Guitar Hero or something, and I hit a fucking, you know, because my goal now is to get perfects on all of the easy, on songs on all of easy. And I'm like, fuck!
Because you can make it like 5/8 of the way through that fucking game, and you'd be like at the last measure, and be like, kick!
Oh, well, the second song I ever got a perfect on was Metallica 1.
Nice.
And because that's a long fucking song. Yeah, and once you beat that one, you can beat them all. But I can't tell you how many times I went through on Metallica 1 and hit the fucking third to the last note wrong. Because I was getting excited and I could see the end.
You need to come over and play Rock Band.
You know, I'm thinking about buying that fucker.
Rock Band's kick-ass.
You got a flat screen yet?
No.
Really?
No.
You should.
TV's not that important. We watch it all the time, but I would rather have something else. I'd rather spend $2,000 on a trip to Jamaica than a flat screen TV. Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely. I'd rather travel than get a TV.
Oh, I love my TV.
I know you love your TV.
It was funny.
I have like a 56-inch TV in my living room. It's not like I don't have a big TV.
Oh, so you've got a big TV.
Huge TV.
Is it HD then or not?
No.
No. See, it'll change your life, man.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, and the thing was, and Jenny, never been a TV person, but we're laying downstairs watching Lost on DVD the other day.
Yeah.
She goes, God, that's a beautiful TV.
It is a beautiful TV. Those big TVs are nice, dude.
It is. It's sexy.
It is
like,
sexy.
Like, I've been holding off on watching porn on my LCD TV because I'm afraid I'll try to fuck my TV.
You know, that's a valid point there you have.
It's, granted, I have the screen wipes. But
I don't think you're going to get to... that'd be an interesting scenario for your wife to walk in.
Cafe Karuba Coffee.
Cafe Karuba Coffee.
Sponsor us.
In the form of Zach Cream on an HDTV.
I've got my fucking Red Bull in my bag yet, but I don't know if I'll get to that. My coffee's still.
So I'm doing a Red Bull movie premiere next week.
Really?
Next Saturday night, yeah.
Where's that at?
At the Hub.
Really? A movie?
They're Stable Days, one of the great bands locally around here.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, wants to be on our show.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Really? Let's fucking get them in here.
So Stable Days wants to come in. They're great people.
We'll definitely
guys.
Get them on the Cable
huge
Access show.
Huge donors, and they're way smarter than we are. I believe they're based.
Speak for your fucking self,
their
man.
Their bass player's like a doctor, like a chemist.
Like a legitimate doctor?
Like a scientist, like he wanted to be.
He might have beat me that a little bit.
Dude, he's like one of those guys that walks around with like turtlenecks on all the time and just
be
like,
funny
drinks
if he
green
did,
tea
though.
And shit.
It'd be funny if he does do that, or
yeah,
he doesn't?
I mean, yeah,
really?
He does.
Does he have like a sweater with patches on the elbows?
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Because that'd be tits.
Yeah. That'd be the tits.
That'd be tits.
Anyway, I'm going to the Stable Day show after the Stable Day show, and they're having some big, huge Red Bull movie premiere. So guess who I'm going to talk to Red Bull about?
Sponsoring us?
Yeah.
Fucking do it,
just
man.
Free Red Bull. I don't give a shit.
Well, free Red Bull and pay our $4.95 a month to Podbean, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
You should talk to Red Bull. See if we can get something fucking
I want
to
go to the Red Bull.
Flutog?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That would be fun. They had it in Chicago when I was there. And
really?
I couldn't get down to the – it was on Navy Pier. I couldn't get down there.
Oh, I love that place. Yeah. Navy Pier kicks ass.
I've never been there.
Really?
I lived in Chicago. Never went to Navy Pier.
Oh, I love Navy
Pier. Next time I go back, I'm going.
A lot of people. And if you go with the right person, it's fun as hell. If you go with the wrong person, you want to kill them.
Really?
Oh, I hated her.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we have that a lot in our lives.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
So anyway, there it is.
So
Red Bull movie premiere next week. So you might want to go, maybe get some free Red Bull if you're not working.
When is it?
It's a Saturday night.
Next Saturday
night?
Yeah. I'll be working.
I'm off
Friday.
I'll get you some Red Bull.
Will you?
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Do. I'm off, I care about you.
Thank you.
I do.
And obviously, I care about you. That's why I spared your feelings for so long.
I don't understand why you have to spare my feelings. You know the angrier you get me.
Poke.
The angrier you get me.
Poke.
The more vibrant I'm going to be.
Vibrant?
Vibrant in personality.
There's going to be lots of pretty colors spewing from you.
Oh,
a rainbow of pretty colors?
A rainbow.
Finally, it comes out like he should have the closet a long time ago.
I put my rainbow bumper sticker on the inside of my car just to remind me of how gay I am.
So what? There's a movie after the concert. They're
playing
a movie.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. We'll have to look it up.
I love how you sign on to projects that you don't know anything about.
Well, I'm just helping the hub out.
Hey, should we tease our other project that we're going to be working on?
Yeah. What's that? Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. So check this out. Okay, Corey and I are going to make a short film.
Yes.
We have the script already. It's a script written by our good friend Ryan Swartz. Mm-hmm. He's currently tweaking it. It was written when we were in college, and we need to change some locations and stuff. But we're going to submit it to the Cedar Rapids Film Festival.
Cedar Rapids Film Festival, and hopefully get my father-in-law, who is currently in pre-production on his film. Hopefully, we'll get some cash out of him, and he can float us a couple grand to pay for the production costs and everything.
It'd be nice if we could, you know, it'd be nice if we could get the locations we want. One major location that we need is an aquarium, you know, like a. Where there's sharks and shit.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we're going to be able to pull that off. So he's reworking it so that it can take place at a zoo. Because you can film at a zoo really easy. They're not going to fucking... They don't care who's not in there with a camcorder. You know?
Exactly.
But in an aquarium's a little trickier because we live in the Midwest. We can maybe try a shed in Chicago or the underwater adventure.
Yeah.
And you know, you might be able to... I don't know. Being that you work for a radio station, you might be able to pull something like that off. Say, hey, I'm with such radio station. We want to come in and record.
Let's go to Mall of America. They'll let us in. We got free tickets here every time we want them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
To the underwater adventure?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that would be nice. The tricky thing, though, is recording. It'd be nice if we could record when they're closed.
Yeah.
Because then we don't have people walking through our shot, and the audio won't be all fucked up. And
right.
You know what also would be nice is to have people who knew how to run any of that fucking equipment, because I sure don't.
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
You had said, who knows how to use that stuff?
Jason does.
The video equipment?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and so do I. I've done it. I mean, I had to go through TV education at radio school.
So you know how to use, like, the DAT and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Because I don't know anything about that stuff.
Yeah, and editing and all that good shit.
But do we have the software?
We might.
I bet people are just chuckling. The stuff we're talking about now is hilarious.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what's going to happen.
So, yeah, we're going to do that. It's going to Cedar Rapids Film Festival. It's actually a pretty good film festival around here, from what I understand.
Absolutely.
We should actually
gay commercials, but
good festival. The commercials are fucking terrible. And why would they do that? You know, you're trying to convince people that's the one problem I have with the film festival so far is you're trying to convince people to come down and see this new independent entertainment venue and see all this cool shit, and you dress a guy up like a fucking bunny rabbit and have him eat a carrot.
Yeah,
that's queer.
Yeah, that is queer.
You know, and if you're gonna do that, do something funny with it. You know, make it look ridiculous but funny. And it doesn't make people what people don't understand anymore is that your commercial should make me want to purchase your product.
Yeah,
there's one product on the market that when I see their commercials, I go, I'm gonna buy that product. You know what it is?
Xbox.
Well, no, I buy that anyway. I'm a mindless chode when it comes to that. No, Axe.
Yeah.
Like Axe body spray,
it
shampoo.
It makes it seem like you're going to...
It's an entertaining commercial that gets across the idea of their product. You're going to smell good, bitches will want you.
Yeah.
Okay? But so many other... And I just saw a commercial the other day.
I take that back. The Chalupa, the new Chalupa commercial with the bacon Chalupa.
A lot of food commercials.
Yeah.
What commercial did I just see?
You like food.
Did you see have you seen the commercial for that men's clothing place where they're at? It's prom. And the girl's standing there in the skin-tight prom dress with big old titties. And they show a close-up of her prom date trying to pin her corsage on, and it's very obvious that he doesn't know what to do. And then they pan back, and her mom and dad are standing there, and he's looking at them and looking at her and looking at them, and her tits are just huge, and I'm just getting ready to bust out of that shirt. And they – oh, shit, sorry. And they said – so they fucking – the commercial's like, "We've got your fashion." Men's Warehouse or something that. You know what ones I'm talking.
You look good, guaranteed.
Yeah, and then they cut, because the old commercial was they cut to the guy doing the voiceover.
Yeah,
and it totally doesn't look like that voice should be coming out of that dude. He's just like, "You'll look good."
Men's Warehouse.
Is it Men's Warehouse? Is that
Men's
what it's called?
Men's Warehouse. Yeah.
Is that a national thing?
It's a national chain.
But I like their commercials.
I like them too. We don't have a Men's Warehouse here in town.
Maybe Cedar Rapids.
Maybe.
If we're getting the commercials, it's got to be something around here somewhere.
Maybe. Well, I mean, it could be a national spot.
Well, and I guess I see Ruby Tuesday's commercials and TGI Fridays commercials all the time. Where the fuck
closest
one?
We have shit for restaurants. Yeah.
I think there's TGI Fridays in Cedar Rapids, though, isn't there?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. So anyway. There it is.
Yeah, there that was. We just talked about commercials.
Yeah, we did. So look for us to be talking a little bit about pre-production of the new short movie we're going to be doing. Look for us on cable access if you're from around here.
Yeah,
that'll be in the works. And look for us to have a new format here as well in the coming weeks too.
And once we start the pre-production, I think we'll blog. You know, like a weekly blog, where we're at, what we're doing.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't think it'd take much longer than 2 or 3 weeks to throw that thing together.
You know, it really depends on how many hours we're going to get in those places we do production. So it really depends, but we'll keep you up to date what's going on. We'll keep you up to date here.
I think the actual production and recording of it is probably a 1 or 2 day thing.
Yeah.
You know, and then the post-production and like just
the post-production is going to be the hardest, because if we do use music, we're going to have to use unsigned artists.
Yep. Get it cleared, which won't
which takes weeks.
Look at Blair Witch. They had one song that was cleared. One song, and it took them forever and almost fucking wiped them out financially. Or look at Clerks.
Yeah.
You know, I think he had one song that was cleared, like a Soul Asylum song or something. And otherwise, he's just like, fuck, you know.
Yeah, you just have to get unsigned bands, just do your thing.
We're not charging our fucking credit cards up, though.
Fuck,
I don't feel that confident in our fucking abilities to go fucking racking up a $60,000 debt to make this movie, Corey.
Dude, you have to take a risk. You have to spend money to make money, Zach. Come on.
Yeah, well, let's spend other people's money.
Let's spend $4.95 a month, okay?
No shit. That comes right out of my checking account, asshole.
I owe Zach $12.
I committed to this fucker, all right? I committed to this show. What have you done?
I have been here every Friday.
That's true. You know what? And you've been here.
Yeah.
Like, except, you know, remember that one time when I showed up and you went to get a haircut?
Yeah.
Yeah, since then, you've been here.
I've been good.
Yeah, fucking.
Well, it's after my dad says, "Corey, you're only as good as your word." I'm like, man, my word sucks.
Yeah, fuck, I'm not good at all.
I'm not a man at all.
My word, my actual word, it's here on my arm. It says, poop.
I believe one of our friends, Reimer, says to me, he goes, "There's only one person that's more unreliable than you, Corey." I'm like, "Who's that?" He's like, "Gary Kroger."
Oh, I love Gary Kroger.
Gary's a nice guy, but he's really unreliable.
I finally got the pictures back from our comedy show where it's me, Gary Kroger, Jen Williams, Jay Reimer, and Jenny, and I think Reimer's wife. But my dad, I don't know if I've told the story before about Gary Kroger used to be on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
He lives in Cedar Falls now. Yeah. He's originally from Cedar Falls. It's a big deal around here Gary Kroger used to be on fucking Saturday Night Live.
It actually gets him into everything.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. And he used to do a lot of voice work on the West Coast. Yeah. He still does
make appearances in cameos and in TV shows and soap operas and stuff.
Well, and what did, the new Whammy or Whammy, No Whammy, what's that? Let's make a deal.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
He was the announcer host? For that for
oh,
the new one. Yeah,
really?
for the new one for a long time. Cool. And my dad, Gary's mom, when she was, I think she's passed away, but when she was still living here in town, my dad used to deliver furniture for Simpsons Furniture.
Yeah.
He went over to the house not knowing where he was going, and Gary Kroger answers the door. And my dad talks to him, says he's the nicest guy in the world. My dad still to this day tells that story about how nice and gracious Gary Kroger was when they were bringing this furniture in. You know, it's the only famous person my dad's ever met.
Yeah.
But he's just like, remember when I met Gary Kroger? And I'm like, that's great, Dad. and so I finally meet Gary Kroger, and I call my dad, and my dad is just fucking awestruck. You did comedy in front of Gary Kroger? What did he say? What did he say? I was like, he came up to me while I was pissing and said, good show. I'm like, fuck, even famous people need to talk to me in the can, you know?
Yeah. Now you know what it feels like.
Well, and then my stepmom worked at an answering service here in town. And Gary Kroger was in town. Dan Aykroyd called to talk to Gary Kroger.
That's
and she
cool.
answered the call. Yeah, that was pretty
cool.
I,
too, have talked personally to Dan Aykroyd.
Really?
Because we run
Is that him?
Yeah.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if it was him.
Yeah, so I talked to him one day because he wanted to do some voice work. We were updating our voice work for our show.
Right.
And so he called. Dee Snyder's called me. Alice Cooper called my personal office phone one day.
To ask you why he was such a douchebag?
Well, why we weren't running his show.
Then
he said if I run the show, he'll take me golfing, which I never...
Did you explain to him that he's far too self-fucking important to be on the radio?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and his show has the potential to be a great show, but he fucking just talks about himself too much.
Yeah, he does talk about himself too much. It doesn't matter.
But so how was Dan Aykroyd?
Dan Aykroyd's a nice guy. It was all business. So it doesn't, you know, you're not like, hey, you know, like, this is what I want. This is what I want you to do. This is how I want you to say it. Okay, awesome. I'll have it to you tomorrow. You know, basically as well.
And then he did? You got it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Really? But he does it as Elwood Blues.
He loves blues. So, yeah absolutely. Yeah. He really takes care of that.
See, I never knew, and I've been meaning to ask you for the longest time whether or not that was him or just somebody who sounded like him.
It is. It's Dan Aykroyd. Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Absolutely.
That's
cool. Does his own radio show.
I love Dan Aykroyd.
So do I.
Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, man.
Yeah.
Those
absolutely.
Guys are fucking gods to me.
Steve Martin's way up there, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to fucking argue with that.
No way.
But I don't have a fake autograph picture of Steve Martin.
No, I do. I have a fake autograph picture of Steve Martin in my office. I bought it at a garage sale.
Can you get me Dan Aykroyd's autograph?
Probably, yeah.
Would you do that for
absolutely,
me?
Absolutely, Zach.
If you,
because I care about you.
If you could do that for
like
me,
the Irish people.
I'll get the Irish to love you.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
They're not going to love
you
me.
You get me Dan Aykroyd's autograph on a picture of Dan Aykroyd, and I will get the Irish to love you.
All right.
Mark my words. This is a contest, Corey. I challenge you.
I've been challenged to get Dan Aykroyd's.
And do me a favor. Do this as our friendship. Don't pull the bullshit where you just have somebody sign a fucking picture.
No, dude. I will email the House of Blues, and I will tell them I want an autographed picture that I'm going to give it away on the air.
Well,
but I will. I'll give it away on this air to you.
Why don't you do that? Why don't you ask them if you can give one away on the air? And then when they say yes, say, okay, well, I'll give it away, and then I'll email you for the personal message on it.
Right.
Have it say, you know, to Zach.
Right on.
From Dan. God, that would be awesome.
You got it, man. I'll do my job.
And if you could ever come up with Kevin Bacon's autograph for me, that would be fucking tits,
too. That I doubt I could do.
Oh, fuck. You know he's in a band, the Bacon Brothers?
Yeah.
Oh, you know Christy McHugh, the comedian?
Yeah.
She was dating the drummer in that band for a while.
Really?
And so still our running joke is, where's my fucking autograph, Christy?
Nice.
I haven't seen her in like
two years.
She's
a little hottie. I like her.
Oh, she's cute. Tight ass on her.
Absolutely. She's
beautiful
a, she's
girl.
She's a great person,
oh, God.
Too.
Yeah,
that's it.
Loads
We're
of
done.
Fun. We're done?
We're done. We're out of time.
Okay, you're not going to cut me off when I sign off this time, are you?
No, I'm not going to.
You want to just let it run for a couple seconds after we sign off?
Poor Zach. This fucking... has been Misinformation with Zach and Corey. I'm Corey.
I'm Zach. I love you.
Oh, I got that.
Run by Ken Plume, who is a god among men. Take us home with you, Ken.